This is Preps Baseball on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Tanner Schwint.
Now, this is the weather you've got in mind when it's talking about Preps Baseball. Welcome into the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. I am Tanner Schwint, joined, as always, by my loyal partner, Bruce Dick, the coach out here at University High School. The people have spoken. We've got the University Bulldogs playing host to the Platte Valley Broncos today. This is the Steamway Floor to Ceiling pregame show. Thanks for joining us. We're just about 25 minutes away from the G9 Agency's first pitch today from a couple of Patriot League teams. Bruce, how you doing, my friend?
Doing great. Oh, this is baseball weather. And the University-Eaton rivalry goes beyond the field, beyond the court. Now they're competing on whose game's going to be broadcast. And, boy, I'll tell you what, the Bulldogs came through.
The Bulldogs and the Broncos both came through to get this thing decided for our A1 Organics Game of the Week. It was razor thin. I mean, it came down to about 20 votes out of 400 cast. So it was razor thin. But this is the one we're at today. The Platte Valley Broncos and head coach Chad Gettman come into this game today, 10-8. Platte Valley historically, Bruce, and let's just call it how it is, has not been a great baseball school for quite some time. You know, Jason Arcilleri, who's still part of the staff over there, was the head man for a while. He had to go serve this country, which is the most respectable thing that you can do. He went, you know, he was the head man for a while. Now Chad Gettman takes over as the head man for the Platte Valley Broncos. And a winning record right now coming out of this Patriot League. And anytime you've got a winning record, you just look at the RPI and things like that. Platte Valley's doing, the Broncos have had a pretty solid season so far.
You know,
far
they're
this
having
year.
A very solid season, and they're going to be they're a playoff team.
Right.
And, of course, playing in the tough Patriot League. When I say tough Patriot League, it's the best in the state, and then there's some bottom teams.
Right. No, there certainly is. And Platte Valley seems to be one of those middle teams when you look at the Broncos. I will have to say, and these jerseys that the Broncos are rocking, as a former Platte Valley graduate, I am digging them, man.
I like them, too.
The dark blue got the pinstripes down there. I like what they're doing out
there.
And
the numbers are, they just stick out. They're so visible.
Right. Crystal clear. So the Broncos come in today, again, as 10-8. They're 3-5 in league play so far this year. And they're coming off the heels of a loss last week to Resurrection Christian. The Cougars are a good baseball team. And Platte Valley was right in that one. The Cougars got the best of them. 5-1, but this is a team that seems to have their ups and downs throughout the course of the year. But you battle against a good Cougar Resurrection team. You know, you got some confidence coming into today.
Exactly right. You know, you obviously have Eaton at the top. I think University's right there, just a notch below. But the Cougars out at Resurrection have been formidable for quite a few years now. They haven't gotten over that hump to where they are quite Eaton-esque yet.
Yeah.
But for the Broncos to go and play the Cougars the way they did, that has to be a boost of confidence, knowing that they can play with anybody on the field.
Very important for the Broncos to play clean baseball today, I think, Bruce. I mean, when you look at this University team, and Bulldogs fans, cover your ears for just a second. I know this analogy is not going to be one that you love, but the Bulldogs really have been, you know, John Stockton or anybody you want to list that just happened to be playing basketball at the same time as Michael Jordan. And the Eaton Reds are Michael Jordan. The Bulldogs have been right there, Bruce, but just you talk about a team who's beaten everybody besides the Eaton Reds.
They are there, and they're such a quality program, not just team this year, but a quality program under Casey Miller. And, you know, what's he do his first 2 years? Just win state championships, and you think they're down a notch. They're not down a notch. They're right there where they were. There just happens to be one of those generational teams in the league.
15-2 for Casey Miller and the Bulldogs. Those two losses, again, coming at the hands of the Eaton Reds. The first one was a 12-3 loss against Eaton. And then these teams faced off just a couple of weeks ago, and that was a 9-7 game. So the Bulldogs are right there. They've been handling everybody else in league play, haven't been able to get over that Eaton hump. But when you talk about this team, boy, their bats do come alive. You know, with Riggs Tau kind of leading that charge out of that two-hole position. And again, here's another guy, Bruce, that we talked about, that he's got him batting second. That's what a shift that we've seen in baseball.
Yeah, we have.
Where your best guy is not batting third or fourth.
Yeah.
They are batting second now.
You know, it used to be, you know, the Larry Walker days, the, you know, back in the early baseball, the modern era, that best hitter always seemed to be in the three hole.
Yep, three or four, right?
And now it's a lot of people are putting their best hitter in the two hole. Not everybody, but depending on your personnel. But Rigsdale is a good one. He's good at the plate. Good on the mound. We're not going to see him today.
No, we're not.
On the mound, but what a great baseball player in Northern Colorado.
Oh, there's no doubt, Bruce. Let me see, okay, since you always like to pull one over on me, what position in the batting order do you think comes up to the plate with nobody on more than percentage-wise than any other position in the batting order?
With no one on?
With no one on.
Well, you got to give it to the number one hitter because he starts the game and
right.
There's nobody on base.
It's not the number one hitter. It's the number three hole hitter.
The number three, that's
statistically
interesting.
Statistically shows up with no runners on base more than anybody, any other position. So that's why you're starting to see the shift of these guys moving up into the two hole position.
And that's obviously changed the number nine hitter as well, mm-hmm. I assume.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. The Bulldogs coming off of a win against Brush. They handled the Beat Diggers down in Brush. 6-1. It's the Steamway Florida Ceiling pregame show. We're just a couple of minutes, just about 19 minutes ahead of our J9 Agency's first pitch right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 to 1310 KFKA.
We get it. You have a lot of things to say about your business or your team, and you want to tell the world. But how do you wrap up your message in a way that packs a punch while not going overboard? Raven Sign Studio, LLC, knows a thing or two about spreading the word in a concise, effective way. They do vehicle wrapping, banners, and of course, signs. With over 20 years' experience in the industry, they've seen it all. And once you use Raven Sign Studio, your customers will see it all too. Learn more about Raven Sign Studio, LLC, at ravensignstudio.com.
Ranch is going through the roof. Even retail. Don't rent, build your own with the help of Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design has built for commercial, industrial, banking, and agricultural businesses. And they'll be with you every step of the way. Medical offices, maintenance facilities, event centers, Buildings by Design will handle your construction project in a professional and timely manner. Superior quality construction services tailored to your needs. Go to buildingsbydesign.com. That's buildingsbydesign.com to find out more.
Trust. It's not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of the family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance can take that confusion out of the process. There's no one-size-fits-all insurance policy, but J9 will find a plan that's tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them 970-834-2009.
There are few things more American than the family farm. Family farms are meant to be passed down from generation to generation. Are you doing all you can to make sure you're going to have soil worth handing down? A1 Organics in Eaton has an affordable agricultural compost that will help your crop yields, long-term soil health, irrigation costs, and minimize erosion. A1 Organics knows how important water is to Colorado farmers and wants to help you stewards of the land make the most of it with their 49 years of experience. 1 mile east of downtown Eaton on Weld County Road 76, A1 Organics.
Weld County relies on agriculture. Agriculture relies on water and having the right irrigation system to disperse it. Alliance Irrigation, your local Rinky dealer, is here to help. Need a drivetrain retro? Even if you have a competitive brand machine, Alliance Irrigation can update your drivetrain with Rinky parts and even give you a full 8-year warranty on parts and labor. Avoid costly downtime by calling Alliance Irrigation in Kersey at 970-353-1621. That's 970-353-1621.
For almost 50 years, Steamway Florida Ceiling has been making your house a home in Northern Colorado. With expert designers and the industry's best products, we offer decorative solutions and finishing touches on all your remodeling or building projects. Visit our showroom today and walk through our beautiful display of flooring, window coverings, cabinetry, and lighting fixtures to fit any budget. Steamway Florida Ceiling, 8th Avenue and 6th Street in downtown Greeley. Call 353-0133 or visit our website at steamwayftc.com.
Oh, Bats Blots, what do you want?
Hi, do you sell headlights?
Nope.
Oh, well, I was also hoping to replace my brake pads. I'm trying to be a do-it-yourselfer. Do you have any advice?
Good luck.
Hello?
Pump the brakes on bad customer service. Get the tools you need and the service you deserve at Gould Parts in Eaton. For car parts, truck parts, machine parts, and specialty parts, you want Gould Parts. If you can't find it, they can find it or make it on the spot. Gould Parts in Eaton.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Steamway Florida Ceiling pregame show. I am Tanner Schwent. Coach Bruce Dick along with me on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We're hoping that the rain stays away as we start to see some clouds build to the west of us. I know it's supposed to come in a little bit later today, but Thursday was a no-go this week. Thursday, no baseball going to be taking place anywhere, according to Cody Wilson, Denver and Front Range weather meteorologist. So take that for what it is. I love Cody. And
we love Cody, too, but I'm thinking maybe we should schedule a doubleheader.
Yeah,
Thursday.
You know, I'll tell you what, I defy you to find a more accurate meteorologist. But doing that job here, so I took meteorology in college, Bruce. I don't know if you knew that, but I did.
Yes, I've heard that story. Didn't you pass the flying colors like with a C?
I think it was a C or D, but D's get degrees. So
yeah, it's all that matters.
And, you know, I would never, I mean, I could be a meteorologist in, you know, Southern California. It's sunny and 70 today, but I don't know about here. That was my first job offer I ever got, was to be a meteorologist in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Radio?
No, TV.
TV, because you're not the prototypical TV weather woman.
No. And as it's been stated many a time from everybody out there, I've got a face for radio. There's no doubt about it. But enough about me. It's the Steamway Florida Ceiling pregame show, and I'm going to kick Bruce under the table here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth.
Well, we got to have some fun on the broadcast.
We do, 100%, you know. Man. And it should be a fun one today. When you look at the Platte Valley Broncos, like we said, 10-8 coming into this one. A chip on their shoulder trying to get into this game. I think the number, you know, the player to watch and the number to watch is number two, Howdy Johnson. Howdy Johnson's a junior, batting .407 this year. He's got 8 triples on the year as well. So here's a guy who can really fly around the bases, Bruce, and another guy batting in that number two hole position. This is where you put your best batter, as we've been talking about. But Howdy Johnson batting .407 at this point in the year, that's pretty dang good.
Well, Howdy Johnson had a really tremendous year as a sophomore, you know, and he's just continues to get better. A little under the radar because he plays at Platte Valley.
Right.
And not one of the top teams in the state, but they're making some noise in the league, and this is really a kid to watch.
It is. On the bump today will be Rusink. He is a junior pitcher for the Platte Valley Broncos. He's 4-2 in 8 appearances. He's got a 4.59 ERA. Rusink, I mean, he is the ace for this Broncos staff, so you get the number one guy coming in today, Cody Rusink. Again, going to be doing the pitching today, just a junior. He's going to have a big challenge with this this university lineup. This university lineup is not afraid to play small ball baseball. We saw that early in the year against Northridge, Bruce.
Yeah, we've seen that a lot over the years with Casey Miller's team, and they love to put the ball in play, force some pressure on the defense with the bunt game, just various hit and runs, and they are a type of team that certainly likes to create some runs.
Yeah, Cody Rusink also batting .245 on the year for Chad Kettman and the Platte Valley Broncos. 11 RBIs, a couple of triples there as well. Hudson Flummerfelt will be out there as well. We'll have the starting lineups coming up in just a few, but you look around this Platte Valley lineup and not a tremendous amount of depth, so you're going to need your big guys to step up. And I wouldn't be shocked, Bruce, if the Broncos try and play some small ball today.
You know, I think they probably will have to create some runs. What the Broncos are going to do, you know, try to do offensively, obviously they have to, you know, move runners on base. And defensively, Chandler, they have to play a perfect game.
Yes. 100%.
Just a clean game.
Well, when you're a little bit of the underdog coming into a game, you've got to play clean. You can't leave. You can't give them extra outs. You can't give them extra bases on errors. So I think that's going to be a very, very big key for the Platte Valley Broncos. For the University Bulldogs, Corey Kaler going to get the start on the bump for the Bulldogs. Kaler has moved kind of all over the place, but this is one of those things, too, as you look at what Casey Miller is trying to do. Kaler's not one of the aces of the staff. He's had a pretty decent year, but Kaler, come out here and take care of business and give those aces, you know, a couple of days off.
Yeah, absolutely. Managing your pitching staff. That's what Casey Miller is doing today, and obviously has enough confidence in this young man to go today and hopefully give his other guys a little bit of a rest.
No, that's exactly right. Speaking of pitching, jump up a couple of levels to the Major League Baseball.
I know where you're coming.
The news about Airmon Marquez. Marquez is now going to undergo Tommy John surgery. You lose a trade asset there, Bruce. I mean, I think that's the Rockies. I think, you know, I don't know what the trade value would have been for him. But now it's a wasted year. You're not going to have him on the field, and you can't really move him now either. But feel horrible for Airmon Marquez. You know, from all accounts, just a great human being on and off the field. But Airmon Marquez, done for the year for the Colorado Rockies.
And the Rockies are one of those teams. You know, we talk about high school teams, you know, somewhat in the middle of the pack. The Rockies, although they're far from middle of the pack right now, everything has to go perfect for them.
Right.
And when they lose a guy like Marquez, it's just, you know, it's just a punch in the gut to where a guy that you were counting on every fifth day to say, go out here and we really have a chance to win, now being replaced by a guy in AAA.
Yeah, there is no doubt. Another tough news for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the Steamway Florida Ceiling pregame show. Let's get a timeout presented by Clearwater Products on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats. Stop by A&W in Eaton and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze, crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve and their fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer, made fresh in the restaurant. It's perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. The Root Beer Cream Freeze is available for limited time only. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Everyone should have a hobby like painting, competitive eating, or maybe basket weaving. But if you crave something more exciting, Jack Wagon RC has something you will love. That's right, we're talking about remote control cars, 70 mile per hour cars. Jack Wagon RC is jam-packed with parts and accessories for everyone in the RC community, beginner and expert alike. The shelves are stocked with a variety of RC brands, and they offer repairs in store. Swing by Jack Wagon RC to see what you're missing and pick up a new hobby. Jack Wagon RC is located off 9th Street inside CRP 4x4.
AgFinity is a local co-op in Northern Colorado since way back in 1905, and to this day aspires to be the best in our market in each business. How does AgFinity go about securing this vision? They stay committed to successfully deliver value to members and customers by providing quality products, exceptional service, and expertise. They continuously hire engaged professional employees in their effort to be employer of choice. Being the best in class solutions and a valuable community partner is rare for some, but AgFinity has been achieving this since 1905.
Oh, Bats Blots, what do you want?
Hi, do you sell headlights?
Nope.
Oh, well, I was also hoping to replace my brake pads. I'm trying to be a do-it-yourselfer. Do you have any advice?
Good luck.
Hello?
Pump the brakes on bad customer service. Get the tools you need and the service you deserve at Gould Parts in Eaton. For car parts, truck parts, machine parts, and specialty parts, you want Gould Parts. If you can't find it, they can find it or make it on the spot. Gould Parts in Eaton.
We know that Clearwater Products has been supplying services to the ag and oil field industries in northern Colorado since 2013. But did you know that they have Clearwater Product stores you can visit in Greeley? Caught in the middle of a job and don't have time to run into town? We deliver. Call Clearwater Products at 970-673-8891. That's 970-673-8891. Clearwater Products invites you to check out their one-stop shop, providing all industrial hose and assembly needs at 2021 First Avenue in Greeley.
There's a million insurance companies out there, so how do you go about picking the right one for you? Here's a hint. Go local. Go with someone that supports the community. Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor is one of those supporters through thick and thin. Formed by two UNC Bears alumni 20 years ago, Renaissance Insurance has always had our backs. They specialize in risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs for Weld County, and are the go-to for workers' compensation and farming operations. Don't lose what you've been working so hard for. Call my guy Ryan at Renaissance Insurance, 970-674-8825.
Want to hear from the coach? Listen to Coach Speak, weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's the Steamway Florida Ceiling pregame show. I'm Tanner Schwimp, Bruce Dick joining me as always. Let's get to the starting lineups here today. First for the visiting Platte Valley Broncos, Preston Hofer will be batting first, leading off for the Broncos. He will be doing the catching as well today. Bruce, you don't see a lot of catchers who lead off.
No, you don't, and it shows that he obviously has good speed, so look for him to get out of that box quick on some bump plays and swinging bunts as well.
Yeah, batting 302 on the year is Preston Hofer. He'll be behind the plate. Eric Bernal will be in right field, batting second for the Platte Valley Broncos. Batting third will be Howdy Johnson. He'll be starting at shortstop today. Cody Rusink will be doing the pitching and batting in the cleanup spot. Hudson Flemmerfelt will be at third base today. He's batting fifth, wearing number five. Fives are wild for Hudson Flemmerfelt today. Caleb Maxey will be out in left field. He'll be batting sixth today. Hazen Weber will be over at first base as well, batting seventh. Dagan Gomez will be at second base, batting eighth. And Ethan Johnson roaming center today for the Platte Valley Broncos. What do you think about the lineup, Coach? What do you think from what we've got in store for Platte Valley today?
Well, I think it's key that if they can just get some guys on base, move them over, and get some, obviously key hits. And for the Broncos, if they can get some two-out hits, it could create a close game.
No, it certainly could. For the home team, the University Bulldogs, Cole Croissant will lead off. He's playing shortstop today. Cole is just incredible at the plate as well in that leadoff spot, batting just north of 400. You've got Dalton Yace, who will be doing the catching. He's batting second today. Riggs Towell batting third. He's at first. Connor Weber will be out in center field for the University Bulldogs. DHing today, excuse me as my voice starts to go, Bruce, Jacob Cruz will be DHing today for the Bulldogs as well. Caleb Tejada will be at third today. We talked about him. Corey Kaler will be on the bump, batting seventh today as well. Scotty Thompson will be in right field. He's batting eighth. And Mr. Van Beber will be batting ninth today. That's Cade Van Beber, and he will be at second base. Also, who will be in left field is Connor Danhoff. He is being DH'd for by Jacob Cruz. So that's how both of these teams shape up. The coaches are meeting out there right now. Bruce, this is what's always interesting. I always wonder what was going on, but there's an exchange of the lineup cards and stuff like that. But if there's any if there's anything weird with the field, hey,
yeah,
you know, that's
ground
what's going
rules.
On.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, ground rules. They'll go over certain ground rules. The unique thing about every baseball park, it's different, So there may be something down one of the lines that's
right.
Unusual that the umpires pick out and say, hey, if it hits this, it's a dead ball, automatic double. Or, where he's at, one extra base. Anything unusual about the dugouts as well, they'll go over those ground rules. So there's no surprises.
No surprises for anybody. And you talked about it. We've got a nice breeze coming out of almost directly out of the south right now. Is that American flag blowing straight out to left field. Good day for pull hitters, Bruce?
It is. It looks like it's the right-handed hitters have a little advantage if they go deep left. And maybe that scoreboard's going to get a dent or two in it today.
Now, I would be excited about that, man. This is so, I've talked about this before, Bruce. I went to Platte Valley, and I think it was my sophomore year. I did not have a lot of home run pop in my bat, a big surprise there. But I had some pretty good wheels. This was the only place that I ever hit a home run, and it was an inside-the-park home run.
Really?
Yeah. I hit it
Which
left,
part of the field?
Left
Banner.
Center field, man. It
left
got into the
center.
Gap. And then it rolled around for a minute up there, and I was able to cruise around for
Didn't
a minute.
Get stuck in the net.
We don't need
just
to talk about how many errors there were on the play.
Bounced out a little bit. Good for you.
We don't need to talk about any
All-State
of that,
quarterback.
We don't need to talk about what happened after I made contact with the ball, Bruce. Other than I
that's
was,
awesome.
I'm sure I was flying around those bases. Doesn't it look like it now?
I don't know if you watched the 30-on-30 with Deion Sanders, but. He played a game against Bo Jackson when Bo was with the Royals, and Bo hit three home runs that day. Deion hit one that Bo Jackson dove for, missed it, and Deion gets a inside-the-park home run.
That's
so
crazy.
Deion always says he was involved in a game with Bo Jackson, and they combined for four home runs.
I love it. I love it. Well, our J9 Agency's first pitch is coming up in just a couple of minutes. This concludes our Steamway Florida Ceiling pregame show as we get set for summertime. Any of those home remodeling projects, we encourage you to visit Steamway Floor to Ceiling. We'll get one last break. We'll come back on the inside with our Steamway Florida Ceiling, or excuse me, with our J9 Agency's first pitch. But first, let's get a break brought to you by Clearwater Products on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. The sun is shining, kids just getting out of school, parents getting a little out of, getting off of work just a little bit early because it's time for Preps Baseball.
And the parking lot is finally emptying out from parents picking up their kids.
That's right. Corey Kaler going to get the start today for the University Bulldogs. He's out there, the senior, 1-0 in four appearances. He's got a 0.00 ERA for Corey Kaler today. And he'll start things off against Hofer for the Platte Valley Broncos. Our J9 Agency's first pitch just a couple of minutes away. Calling for a very active weather pattern this summer, which includes damaging hail. And all you farmers out there, you need to get a hold of J9 Crop Insurance. You can't actually build a roof over the top of your crops, but you can build a metaphoric one with the insurance that you can get from Janine Freeman at J9 Crop Insurance. Her and Terry Gertz do a fantastic job up in Ault. Just a couple minutes away, I tell you what, they like to there's no
prolonged
way they can be
here.
Yeah, prolonged. That's
we're
a great
supposed
way of
to start
it.
This at 4 o'clock, Tanner.
Tell somebody about it, Bruce. Get on them, man. What are you doing?
But you know, all the introductions, national anthem.
That is
what a
right.
Great day for baseball.
Oh, it certainly is.
Anxious to see how this lefty on the mound for University holds up today.
Yeah, let's see what Corey Taylor's got. He's coming up against Preston Hofer, the first batter of the game.
I like Corey's demeanor out on that mound as he warms up.
Here's the first pitch on the way. That one misses high and outside for ball one. Kaler, big, tall lefty. Hofer in the University gray batting out of the right-hand side. Here's the 1-0. That one's right there, strike number one. A little bit further away than what we've been sitting, Bruce, so we're going to have to keep a close eye on...
Yeah, a little foul ball action here today.
Yeah, that is true. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one's in the dirt. Ball two. 2-1. This is what you want from the leadoff hitter, though, right, Bruce? I
mean, oh, absolutely. Good eye at the strike zone and make the pitcher throw strikes. That last pitch, I think if Yace catches it, that might have been a low strike call.
Here's a 2-1 pitch by Kaler on the way. Outside, ball three. 3-1 now the count, and Kaler is in trouble of losing the first.
And Kaler really wanted that one. He kind of gave that little hesitation after getting the ball back.
Here's the 3-1 pitch. That one's right there for a called strike, and he's run it full. If anything else, for Preston Hofer, the leadoff batter for the Platte Valley Broncos, you're seeing a lot of pitches, and the guys in the dugout seeing a lot of pitches from Kaler early. Now here's the payoff pitch, the 3-2 on the way.
Little outside.
Four.
Little outside.
All right. Over to first base after four balls. That is a six-pitch walk there from Corey Kaler. I thought he had him. If that's where that strike zone's going to be.
It's going to be tight.
It is going to be real tight, and it's going to put a lot of pressure on the pitchers. Eric Bernal comes to the plate now for the Broncos. Kaler now working out of the stretch, takes a quick peek over it. Preston Hofer at first. Here's the pitch now. Swing and a miss. That's a first strike there to Eric Bernal.
Yeah, Bernal went up there saying, if I get this first pitch in the zone, I'm taking a cut. And he did. Healthy cut at the first pitch.
The senior batting 184 on the air for the Broncos. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. He got him with the off-speed stuff. That was a filthy changeup after he brought the high heat on the first pitch of the at-bat. Got to capitalize early for the Broncos.
Corey has some nice movement down in the zone on that pitch.
Quick pickoff move over to first back in time is Hofer. We talked about it the last game that we had, Bruce. I am not a huge fan of the high school pitchers going over to first as much as they are. Here's the 0-2 pitch on the way to Bernal, and that one misses outside, ball one. A quick throw down to first, but back in time.
I think Major League wasn't as fond of their Major League pitchers going over to first so often either, and they put in a new rule this year.
I'm a numbers guy, and the percentage of times that you're going to get a pickoff are not great. Kaler with the 1-2 pitch to Bernal. That's a slow grounder. Perfect double play ball. Tossed over to the short. Corsano toss it over to first, and that's a 4-6-3 from Van Baber to Croissant to Towel, and there's a nice double play.
And you said it. Great turn by Cole Croissant as he got that perfect flip, you know.
Yeah, that 4-6-3 double play was nice, and there goes – I mean, that's the pitch. It was a low changeup. That's what you're looking to get right there is a ground ball. And Corey Kaler got it. And now there's all of a sudden after a leadoff walk, two outs, nobody on. Howdy Johnson at the plate. Howdy Johnson has been phenomenal this year, batting .407. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Misses outside for ball one. Again, Corey Kaler on the bump for the Bulldogs. Not giving up a run all year long. Here's the pitch. That one is low, ball two now, 2-0. I mean, and this is the guy in the lineup, Bruce, when you look at this Platte Valley lineup. You got Hofer, who's batting .302. We saw him draw a walk, and then Howdy Johnson batting .407. Kaler's being very picky with where he's throwing to him. That one is...
Well, he got the pitcher's best friend, that double play, to get Johnson to come out with two outs, nobody on base.
Yeah.
Perfect scenario.
And he got a great pitch there on the inside corner. It's 2-1 now to Howdy Johnson. Here's the pitch by Kaler on the way. Swing and a miss. He brought that high heat and couldn't get it. Catch it was Howdy Johnson.
Howdy thought, this wind is blowing out. If I catch this, it's way out of here.
Yes.
But he didn't quite catch it.
If you were parked in alt, that ball maybe would have hit you if it had taken off like that. Here's the 2-2 pitch by Kaler trying to get out of the inning. On the way and misses inside for ball three. Thought it possibly got him there.
Yace didn't catch that ball and it went off his glove. I thought it initially it went off Johnson's leg.
Full count now, two outs, nobody on. 0-0 on our Gold Park scoreboard. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing, and that one's going to be foul out of play. Ooh, we are going, that was right on top of a car. That is unfortunate.
It has that sound, doesn't it?
That one could not have been good. Was that the car that was backing out of there too, Bruce? Oh, man. 3-2 pitch on the way. We'll try it again. Howdy Johnson will take it high outside for ball four. That's where Kaler's tried to go for the strikeout a couple of times now. Was high and outside. He's not getting that call there.
And those are, you know, he hasn't thrown a pitch that hasn't not been close, you know, to the plate. But
no waste pitches.
A little tight zone right now.
Cody Rusink going to be batting here for the Broncos. Rusink batting .245 on the year. Trying to give himself some run support. He'll also be on the mound. Quick pickoff move, and they've got him. Toss it. Now they've got him in a rundown. Do they have the runner? And Howdy Johnson slips, and Rusink won't have a chance for it. So caught stealing there is Howdy Johnson, and that will do it for the Broncos. They go down in a weird order. Two walks, but three outs of the first three guys.
Only three guys come to the plate.
After the top half of one, it's 0-0 on our Gold Part scoreboard. Let's get a timeout presented by Clear Water Products on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What does Alt Feed Mill have to offer that chain feed stores don't? They care for everyone in the ag industry, whether you're buying a tote of feed for the pigs, chickens, sheep, or horses. If you're buying a truckload for the dairy or feedlot, they have that handled as well. Alt Feed Mill cares about the ag industry and will give you the respect and care that you deserve. They're located at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt and can be reached by phone at 970-834-2132. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine in Greeley and Eaton strive to be the center of excellence for orthopedic rehab. Each patient will receive individualized hands-on care from a licensed therapist. Whether you are injured on the job or need orthopedic rehab, Proactive values the opportunity to get you back to a healthy and active lifestyle. Call Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine to schedule your free injury screening. Call the Greeley office at 970-506-4066. And in Eaton, 970-454-2560.
Hear the manager of the NoCo Owls every Tuesday with the Frank Gonzalez Show on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the first inning here at University High School. It's 0-0. Cody Rusink on the bump for the Platte Valley Broncos. His first challenge of the day is going to be Cole Croissant, who's batting north of 400. This is a great leadoff guy. He's got a great eye, too.
Great athlete.
Yeah, when you talk about Rusink, he's 4-2 on the year, 8 appearances. He's got a 4.59 ERA, and he's got a tall task against this University Bulldogs team here today. We're in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. We're not very long away from starting up those sprinklers and doing the irrigating for the summer season. Check out Alliance Irrigation Mario and Destiny Gomez in Kersey. They don't just say they're the best, they prove it with their drivetrain retro, 8-year drivetrain retro warranty. So Cole Croissant comes ready in the box. Rusink working quickly. That first pitch is in there for a called strike.
Looks like this umpire likes that inside part of the plate a little more than that outside corner.
There's a pitch and a foul out of play. Get down, not on my car. Oh, it did miss. Get it on a hop. That is right over in that area, and if you are out of your mind if you don't think I'm going to be letting you know every time that gets close to my pickup. 0-2 pitch by Rusink on the way. Swinging another foul. It's out of play. That just about got Mario Gomez from Alliance Irrigation right there, Bruce. Mario and Destiny walking in and about got Mario right off the bat. His 0-2 pitch runs inside for ball one. So 1-2, Rusink ahead in the count.
When we pulled up, you know, people picking up their kids from school, there weren't any parking spots unless you wanted to be in foul ground territory. So you had to be a little patient and picky about getting into the parking lot.
I was going to say, well, Mario parked out of the way over there, but he still almost got caught by a foul ball on his way in. Here's a 2-2 pitch. That one is inside for ball three. And now all of a sudden, Cole Croissant has worked this thing full as that's a great leadoff hitter. Again, like we said, very selective. He fell behind 0-2. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a slow roller back up the middle. Howdy Johnson will grab it over at short. Croissant can fly, and Howdy Johnson throws it into the dugout.
Well, Howdy saw that speed by Croissant and just hurried that throw. And just a little high and outside into near the dugout.
What are you going
to
rule that one? That's
going to
be E6,
right? E6, absolutely.
You know, and that's what's so frustrating, too. You know, you talk about if you're Rusink, you just got a guy that's batting 407 to ground into a slow ground ball to short, and we've been bragging about Howdy Johnson, and then he sails the throw. I think that would have been a bang-bang play at first with Croissant anyways.
It would have been close, absolutely.
Here comes Dalton Yace to the plate. What's he done this year? Oh, nothing but bat 473 on the year. Yace, just a junior. 26 RBIs on the year for the catcher as well. Here's the pitch on the way. That one is low and outside for ball one. The 1-0 pitch by Rusink is Yace taking his time outside of the batter's box. Now he settles back in. Quick glance over to first. Maybe some hit and run. Croissant takes off. That one's low and in the dirt. They're not going to have a chance at that. That's a stolen base for Cole Croissant. He advances to second.
There's a stolen base for Croissant. Makes his way to second.
So 2-0 now on Dalton Yace. And we talking about it all the time, Bruce. I mean, these first innings are so pivotal. And we said that Platte Valley needed to play clean baseball today.
Yeah, exactly right.
Quick pickoff move and nothing doing there. And again, what is I would love to see, and if somebody's got this number, text it to 888-530-0043. But what is the percentage of successful pickoff attempts?
Well, we did see one the first inning.
That is true, Bruce. Here's the 2-0. That's a slow grounder over to Howdy Johnson at short. Howdy will come to first with it. He makes a good throw that time.
Nice
gets him at
play,
first.
Howdy Johnson.
And he did a great job of keeping Croissant at second. So
You know, it's a low percentage of actual pickoffs, Tanner, but it's always in the mind of that runner that one of the worst things when you're on base, you don't want to get picked off. And so it's a matter of just trying to keep them a little closer to the bag.
Riggs Tell comes to the plate for the University Bulldogs. Batting 275. He was our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week a couple weeks back. Now one out, runner on second. Here's the pitch. That's going to be a pop up. Drifting into foul ground. Will it get out of play? It's going to be close. That's a great catch.
Wow.
By, is that Hazen Weber? It was. Hazen Weber makes the catch from first base, and that was an acrobatic catch right up against the dugout.
That was such a nice play.
That was a great job.
Thought
by
that
Hazen
ball
Weber.
Was going to reach the dugout, and he just kept drifting toward it and took a good look and knew how much space. And great communication, too, by his catcher.
Yes.
On that, saying, you're okay, you're okay.
Hazen Weber, just a freshman, too, Bruce. That's a great play by the freshman. Well, now here comes to the plate Connor Weber. Here's the first pitch on the way by Rusink. That's in there. Nice,
nice
breaking
pitch,
ball for a
nice
strike.
Nice breaking pitch, absolutely.
See what Connor Weber's done this year. At the plate, he's batting 477 this year. Quick pickoff move, keeping an eye on Crescent over at second. Connor Weber, 477. 13 RBIs, 7 doubles, two triples, and a homer so far this year. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's a shot into left center field, and that's going to score a run.
And
Croissants are able to come around to score, and now Weber going to end up at second. No, they're trouble with it in the outfield. They're going to send Weber all the way home. This is going to be a throw to play at the plate. Not going to be in time, and Weber's in there with an inside-the-park home run.
Boy, Connor, just once he saw that ball not cleanly fielded in left field, he just put on the wheels, and Coach Miller just gave him the go-home sign, and one of the most exciting plays in baseball.
I love that. I mean, he was just absolutely flying around the bases. But, again, if you're Rusink, that should be 1-0, and instead you have trouble in the outfield, and it's a 2-0 ball game. University leads in the bottom of the first up on our Gould Park scoreboard. Here's the first pitch on the way to Jacob Cruz. That one's going to get down out of into foul play. So University strikes first in the bottom of the first inning.
Boy, Hazen Weber almost made another terrific play over there at first base on that foul ball.
Bruce, I'm starting to get old. Hazen Weber was maybe in elementary school when I was going over to Platte Valley. Here's the pitch on the way. Foul straight back. That was our FFA teacher, Desiree Weber's son right there. And Flummerfelt as well, man. I tell you what, getting old, Bruce.
That you are, you know, mid-20s, been out of high school now for, what, 7 years?
Yeah. It's National Teacher Appreciation Day, so here's the 0-2 on the way. That one misses outside for ball
every
one.
Every day should be Teacher Appreciation
Day.
Yeah,
I agree with you, but it's National Teacher Appreciation Week, and we asked the question, what are a couple teachers that you were appreciative of that made a difference in your life? And one of the fine teachers sitting right over there was Miss Jennifer Flummerfeld. She was my business teacher. Here's the 1-2 swing and a slow grounder over to Howdy Johnson at short. Howdy will charge it, make the throw over to first base. Great job. No, it bounces off the glove of Hazen Weber, and the inning will continue. It's got to be E1 there, don't you think, Bruce?
E3.
E3, yes.
Yes.
Error at first.
Error at first base, yes.
Caleb Tejada comes to the plate.
Boy, here's another fine athlete for the University Bulldogs, Caden Tejada.
Caleb Tejada is just a junior. They've got him listed at 6'1", 175. Here's the pitch to Tejada. Inside misses for ball one.
This is a good lineup that University brings to the plate.
100% it is. I mean, Caleb Tejada now is batting out of the six hole, and he's batting 340 on the year. Here's the 1-0. That one's in the dirt and back to the backstop. The runner will advance on the wild pitch.
Two outs, two balls. Cruz heads over to second base.
Two outs now, and this inning just keeps getting extended by a little bit each.
You know, they were one pitch away from getting out of this without giving anything up.
That's exactly right. Couple of errors. That's going to be a fly ball into right center field. Going back on it. That one's going to get down into the gap. One run will score. Bernal now picks it up. It's going to be a stand-up double for Caleb Tejada and give him the RBI. University leads at 3-0 now.
Jacob Cruz. 3-0 Bulldogs.
Now Corey Kaler comes to the plate.
Corey Kaler.
Kaler wants to give himself some more room to work with.
All this happening with two outs, Tanner.
Yeah, it's a great point, Bruce. Kaler batting .372 on the year. This is one of my favorite ballparks to broadcast a game
from,
too,
Bruce. Oh, it's a great baseball park.
Kaler throws down a bunt. It's going to get foul.
And, Tanner, there you're talking about, you know, how the Bulldogs like to go small ball once in a while, even with two outs. Take a look, see where that third baseman is playing, and say, you know what, I can beat this out. Just happen to bunt up foul.
Push it a little foul there. Now the 0-1 pitch, two outs again. You got Jacob Cruz, who had an RBI double out at second. That pitch is in there for a called strike. Now 0-2 against Corey Kaler. Corey Kaler trying to do some damage here and extend this lead. Here's the 0-2 pitch on the way. That one's low for ball one. University leading Platte Valley 3-0 as we're in the bottom of the first inning still on our Gould Park scoreboard.
You know, Rusink, he really has not pitched bad this inning.
I think he's pitched great. That's a swing and a miss.
Tough breaks.
Excuse me, that's a foul. He did get a piece of it, so it's a foul ball.
You know, started off the inning with an error.
Right.
That should have been out number one, and it's just had some very tough luck.
Yeah, I think Rusink's pitched really well today. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That misses high and outside for a ball. So now it's 2-2 against Corey Kaler. Rusink, 25 pitches thrown through two-thirds of an inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That's a slow chopper. That's going to be a heck of a play from Howdy if he can do it. Throw over to first. Not in time. He beats it. And that was just a slow chopper by Corey Kaler. And you talk about it, Bruce. Rusink just can't catch a break right now.
Yeah, he really can't. Slow roller. And again, University speed going down first base.
Scott Thompson now at the plate. The number 8 hole hitter today. The 8 hole hitter batting .306.
Yeah.
Runners first and third. Two outs here. Coach Miller having a conversation now with the umpire. I'm not sure what they're doing.
I'm not sure either.
Maybe we just hadn't seen each other in a while.
Can't be anything too serious.
All right, runners first and third, two outs. Rusink trying to get out of this inning as the Bulldogs lead 3-0 at the moment. No, misses high and inside. Quick pickoff move back down to third. That's a great job by Hofer as he goes to third. The runner took off, and instead of throwing to second, letting a run score, he goes back down to third with a quick
almost
snap.
Almost had him, too.
He
actually
did.
A really good throw would have had him at third.
Ball one there on the pitch. Here's the 1-0 now. First base open. Swing and a miss. So it's 1-1 now, two outs, runners second and third here, the bottom of the first inning. Platte Valley Broncos trail the University Bulldogs. One and one pitch by Rusink. Here's a pitch on the way. Swing and a miss.
Took something off that pitch. Nice little breaking pitch. Off speed.
1-2, two outs, Rusink has been in this position a couple of times, and he's pitched really well even in these positions. His defense has just let him down a little bit. Here's a quick pitch on the inside, and that's misses for ball two. 2-2, two outs, bottom of the first inning. Rusink now has just hit 30 pitches here in the first inning. Here's a 2-2. That one misses inside. 3-2 now.
Two outs, runners on second and third. Full count for Thompson.
Rusink's had good stuff. He's just got to get out of this inning and And when, as a pitcher, when you have a couple errors behind you, Bruce, you start thinking you got to do it yourself. You got to let your defense work because there's a slow chopper over to Hazen Weber. That one will stay in fair ground. He'll grab it, touch the bag, and that's out number three. So the Broncos finally get out of it. Hazen Weber with a couple of nice plays to record a couple of outs. But the Bulldogs score three. It's 3-0 after one on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Weld County relies on agriculture. Agriculture relies on water and having the right irrigation system to disperse it. Alliance Irrigation, your local Rinky dealer, is here to help. Need a drivetrain retro? Even if you have a competitive brand machine, Alliance Irrigation can update your drivetrain with Rinky parts and even give you a full 8-year warranty on parts and labor. Avoid costly downtime by calling Alliance Irrigation in Kersey at 970-353-1621. That's 970-353-1621.
Hey folks, it's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears and Rockies. I'm going to tell you about my very good friends at the personal injury law firm of Kane Doolin McQuinn Young. God forbid you or a loved one is in a serious accident, but if that has happened, I urge you to contact this law firm. They're hardworking, honest, respectful attorneys with a proven track record of great success for their clients, especially in Weld County. I know this because I'm an attorney and I work with them. If you or a loved one has been injured, call my colleagues at 303-246-1111 or their website, trialproven.com.
Want to hear from the coach? Listen to Coach Speak, weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
A university puts up a three spot in the bottom of the first inning, and as we are in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth, Bruce, we were talking off air, man. That should have been, that very easily could have been 0-0.
Very, very easily, you know. The first hitter, Croissant, got on an error.
Right.
Yace popped out to the first baseman. Great play by Hazen over there. And yeah. So that two outs, and then a fly out to another first base fly out. And without that error,
yeah.
Connor Weber doesn't come to the plate.
Right. Here's the first pitch to Root. To Rusink by Corey Kaler. That one's a swing and a miss.
But, Tanner, that's what good teams do, too.
Yeah.
They take advantage of other teams' mistakes, and Weber gets up there and hits an inside-the-park home run.
Corey Kaler with a ball there to Rusink. Rusink trying to get this thing a little closer. It's 32 pitches for Rusink thrown in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch by Kaler on the way. That's a swing, and that one's going to be driven out into center field. Wynn playing with it just a little bit, but making the catch out there is Connor Weber for out number one, and that thing was hit pretty hard, Bruce.
Yeah, it was. Good contact, but Weber covers a lot of ground out there. This is a very outstanding outfield, and fly out for the first out.
It is. That's a big, it's a big outfield, too. I mean, you've got a lot of room in the gaps out there.
Yeah, it's 330 down the line. You know, both lines symmetrical.
Here's the pitch by Kaler to Hudson Flummerfelt. That's a great breaking ball. Who? I'm going to defend Hudson real quick here because who starts in that bat with a backdoor slider? I mean, who starts it out? Who thinks to do that? Corey Kaler does, apparently. He tried to go back there and then missed that one. But that first pitch was, I mean,
yeah,
that was
nasty.
That was dotted.
And he did. He put it on the black of the plate and tried to come back, as you say, painting the black again.
Here's the 1-1. That's a foul by Hudson Flummerfelt.
Two good pitches, good fastball. Now you got the hitter guessing. You know, you're down in the count. You're 1-2, and you've shown him two really good pitches. Now he's got to be, you know, guessing a little at the plate.
He's a 1-2, and he was, but he does a great job of making contact.
Boy, he fought that off, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a great pitch by Corey Kaler. So now where are you going here, Bruce? Got the slider outside.
You know,
you bring that slider inside.
I'm going to come in on the hands a little bit.
Fastball?
Absolutely.
Fastball up and in is what Bruce is calling for. What does Corey Kaler do? He's taking a long time. Time called by Hudson Flummerfelt. I don't blame him one bit right there. Kaler was taking a little bit of time. 3-0 University leads. Kaler's shaking off another pitch. Now here comes the delivery. He came inside with the fastball. Missed it, though. It's ball.
Just missed inside.
Number
but
two.
Excellent discipline. At the plate.
Throwing on that slider in. Inside, low and inside. That's a swing and miss slider right there, man. Here comes the pitch. Outside. Now it's full. This is a great at-bat by Hudson Flummerfelt.
Yeah, Hudson's turned this count around. you know, in the hole. Good discipline at the plate. Now it's in his favor.
You're sitting fastball. You got to be sitting fastball here for Flummerfelt. Here it is, and it was a fastball, but it missed the zone for ball four. And you talked about it. Kaler had him guessing at the start of that at bat. He turned around, gets into a full count. You know a fastball's coming because you don't want to give a walk.
That's where Kaler probably just got a little too trying to make too perfect of a pitch and just get location, get it near that into that zone. Instead of being trying to be perfect.
Caleb Maxey comes to the plate now for the Platte Valley Broncos. It's Hudson Flummerfelt over at first. That one's in on the hands, fouled out of play.
It's car day.
It is, man. I forgot how much. I love the ballpark, hate the parking lot. I forgot. I thought about it on my way over here, Bruce. I was like, this place. Because you get here about the time school's getting out.
We've had three dinged so far. That one got two.
That one got two there, huh? Here's the 0-1 pitch. No, he'll pick off over to first. Back in time is Flummerfelt. See, the one thing that we got going for us from where I'm parked at, Bruce, and it's deep right field is where I'm parked at. That wind's blowing almost directly out of the way where it's not going to get there. I just jinxed it, didn't I? As there's a foul ball, we'll get out of play. Didn't hear a thump. So, that was something that I don't know why I forgot, but when I started doing play-by-play, it was for softball here on KFK. And I was out and eating, and I'm like, oh, cool, there's a parking spot right here at the front. And I'm like, why is no one parking right here? Well,
you found out later.
That big dent on the top of my hood showed me why. A quick pickoff move over to first, nothing doing.
And that's the pickoff play that I would like to see eliminated. There is absolutely no chance. He wasn't even a foot off the base.
Flummerfelt, see if we can get some notes on that. That one misses for a ball, and now it's 1-2. I thought he may have had him right there. Flummerfelt does have four stolen bases. Here's the 1-2 pitch by Kaler, the big lefty for University on the bump. Comes to the plate with it. Swing and a foul out of play.
That amazingly bounced four times and did not hit a car.
That's your stat for today, Bruce. Going to see how many cars are.
That's hard to do.
Now, our technical engineer back at the station, Micah Kilpatrick, as here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a slow chopper. It's a perfect double play ball over to Croissant. Short. They'll go to second and beating it out.
Yeah, just not quite hit hard enough to turn that double play.
Yeah, it was a little slow, but so Caleb Maxey safe at first. But as I was saying, just a warning to our technical producer, Micah Kilpatrick, if one of these foul balls hits one of our cars, just take us to commercial break because what we're going to say probably can't go on the airwaves, Bruce.
Well,
two outs now.
If it hits mine, Tanner, it's a long foul ball.
That one misses inside for ball one. Where'd you park at?
I am
Denver?
In front of the gym.
Oh, are you?
Basically. That's the only spot that was open unless it was in one of these front rows when I pulled up.
Here's the 0-1. That's a swing and a miss. Now, head of the count, 0-2 is Corey Kaler. Well, if you get here a couple minutes before, you know, Bruce, not right at 3:29 every time. You'd have some parking.
Time is very valuable. Tanner.
Yeah, I appreciate the help lugging all this equipment in, too, man. I appreciate it.
Young, strong.
That one's going to be a slow chopper back up to Kaler. Pitcher's mound. He'll jog it over, toss it over to first, and they'll get out of this inning. Slow ground ball. Kaler takes care of business. A base runner given up on a walk, but 18 pitches. It's 3-0 University as we head to the bottom of the second inning on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In Northern Colorado, we love our pets, from livestock to dogs and cats and the smallest critters. Hooter Pet and Feed Supply has been our community's favorite locally owned pet supply store for 35 years. You'll find the very best selection of feed, treats, toys, and supplies for your farm or furry friends. Find out more about their delivery options at pooterfeed.com or come to one of their six locations in Loveland, Fort Collins, and Windsor. Whatever you need to care for your beloved pet, Hooter Feed's knowledgeable and caring staff is here to help.
At Allo, we believe in the exceptional. From extraordinary whole home coverage to super fast speeds, our local teams are always on hand to make sure your service is running at top performance. Let go of lag, banish buffering, and enjoy outstanding service throughout your entire home. We believe in delivering nothing less than exceptional service, so that's exactly what we do. Visit us at allofiber.com to experience the exceptional.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Nine, 1-2 due up for the University Bulldogs. Thanks for joining us on the call. Our A1 Organics game of the week. It's that time of the year you look around the yard and you see all that organic material from tree branches that have fallen, any of those leaves. Get them out of your yard. Take them to A1 Organics so they can recycle it. That pitch is in the dirt and to the backstop from Cody Roos, Inc. 3-0 University leads here over Platte Valley. Rusink really did pitch a good first inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's in the dirt for ball two. Just a couple errors.
Much better than what, you know, the
score says. Yeah,
absolutely. But eight guys came to the plate for the Bulldogs first inning. They cannot let that happen again.
Here's a 2-0 pitch. That one's low and is 3-0 quickly against Van Beber. Last thing you want to do is walk the nine-hole guy, too, Bruce. You got to come right at him. Now, Van Beber's not your typical nine-hole guy. He's been hitting the ball really well. He's taken all the way, and that one's in there for a strike.
Right now, I think on most of the high school teams, there are not the typical nine-hole hitters.
That's a good point.
You know, I think that's become a secondary leadoff type hitter.
Batting 333, that one's in there for a called strike, and now it's full. Taken all the way again was Van Beber. You like that? Taken on a 3-1 pitch that comes right down the middle?
No.
I don't either. Be aggressive. Here's the 3-2 pitch on the way. And he takes a walk, so what do we know?
Well, that wasn't right down the middle. That was an easy decision.
I have a feeling that 3-1 take was Casey Miller's call down there at third base.
Yeah, guess who this text came from, Tanner? Fort Collins 1-1 against Loveland after two innings.
That's going to be a good ball game
over
there.
That's an important game. More important probably for the Lampkins because they're on the border of RPI being in the playoffs. Loveland's in.
Yeah. Here's the leadoff guy, Cole Croissant, who's going to rip a single right back up the middle. That'll get down. And now runners on first and second.
Base hit for Croissant.
Yeah, you know, Van Beber really didn't read that well. He came close to getting forced out at second base.
He did.
Not advancing the way he should. That ball's in front of him. He has to see it drop and be on the run a little earlier.
You wanted him a little bit further in between first and second, I think,
absolutely,
as you're reading it there. But
you have plenty of time to get back to first base. You got to get at least halfway.
Dalton Yeast, 0-for-1 on the day. He had a ground out to short in the first inning. Bruce Inc. in trouble now with bases, runners on first and second base, I should say. This is normally the place where Dalton Yeast delivers too, man. Here's the bunt attempt by Dalton Yeast, and it's
bunt.
A beauty. That's going to be an infield. That's going to be a bunt for a single there.
You couldn't roll it any better than that.
That was
a great bunt by Dalton Yeast.
Yes, it was. Hudson Flummerfelt had no play there. It was right in between no man's land between Rusink
and
Flummerfelt.
Well, I love to see the bunt and play, too. Such an exciting part of baseball, and it's been negated in the major leagues for the most part.
Well, and you know what frustrates me is when they had the shift, and they still have a version of the shift, right? Why were those power hitters not just bunting it down the third baseline? I think you could have kept the shift and made them come back. That one's going to be ripped into left center field. That one's going to be down. That's going to be extra bases by Riggs Towel. One run will score. Riggs will be heading to second base. They're going to send him. Is this a basic clearing double? It is. Riggs Towel with three ribbies on one swing of the bat. And it's a 6-0 ball game.
Wow. You know, that was a hard hit ball. And then that wind just, you know, blowing out a little bit to left field, too. It just split the left and center fielders and a clearing base double.
Yeah. And now you've got Connor Weber up to the plate who had an inside the park home run.
Doesn't get any easier going from Riggstail to Connor Weber.
Oh, not at all. Again, three runs already in on the double by Riggs Towel. University leads 6-0. And, Bruce, there's still nobody out.
Yeah, unlike the first inning when they had a chance to get out of it, the Bulldogs have just...
That's going to be a pop-up, foul ground. Get out of the way there. I had you, Bruce.
It was coming.
It was. I was going to be a little close right
getting
there.
Getting ready. Getting ready. Protect those around us.
Did you like that? I was standing up. I had your back at least. I thought, you know, at first I'm like, that's not getting anywhere close to us.
It was coming.
Honestly, that wind may have helped us out a little bit there.
I think it did.
It hit just the top of the roof that's barely over the top of us, man. That would have been a good story for Good Morning NOCO tomorrow. Greeley man hit upside the head with a baseball. It was Tanner Schwind. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's low for ball two.
Now, is there a dent in that roof right there now? Because it probably doesn't have – what's the new protectant
called?
Yeah,
Pro Nano, man. Pro Nano LLC.
Sounds like a great product.
It is, Bruce. I'll tell you what. They've got it as 0-2. I've got it as 2-1, Bruce. Had the foul. That last one hit the dirt.
Yes. I think it's 1-2 right now.
You think it is 1-2?
I think it is 1-2.
I've got it 2-1. What are the chances I'm right and they're wrong? That's a swing and a miss. Fouled and caught into the glove, so I was wrong.
One out for the Bulldogs. Next batter designated hitter number 30, Jacob Cruz
comes to the plate. Now, that's a big out that Bruce Inc. just got.
Getting Connor Weber down on strikes. Huge out.
Memory serves me right. Cruz reached on an error last inning. Is that right, Bruce?
Yes. Yeah, error. Throw from the shortstop to first base, and Hazen just couldn't quite handle it.
1-0 now to Cruz. Rusink trying to get out of this inning with no more damage done. That one runs inside, breaking ball that didn't break, and it's 2-0. It's got. Did they call that? He didn't call that a strike. Scoreboard. The cool part. Scoreboard has it 1-1.
It's playing mind games with you, Tanner.
Am I wrong? Two batters in a row, man. I tell you what. That's a swing and a foul. Back out of play. That one will clear us. Well, here we go again. I've got it 2-1. Scoreboard's got it 1-2. So you think it is 1-2,
I
Bruce.
Do.
Way to just assume I'm wrong, my friend. It's probably a pretty safe assumption. Here's a pitch on the way. Runner takes off. He's going for third. Throw down in time. Oh, they're saying he missed him. I don't know about that. Hofer put a great throw there. That one misses for a ball, but stolen base for Rick Stout.
Well, it was a nice throw by Hofer, and if that tag wasn't placed, it was because Riggs just beat it,
yeah.
You know, on the outside part of third base. The left field. I should say the left field side of third base.
That one misses, and it's 3-2.
We are full count, Tanner. You are correct.
I was wrong again. That's two batters in a row, but I got caught up. Day late and dollar short. That one's going to be low and inside for ball four. I'd say something about my Platte Valley math, but you never know who's listening, Bruce.
Yeah, it could be.
Last thing I want to do is irritate one of those Platte Valley math teachers. One out now. Runners on first and third. We're just talking today. Eaton A&W. You were there just Sunday,
I was
right?
there Saturday, actually.
Saturday.
Yep.
Changing your story on
Went me. Over to the track meet at Eaton. Watched some of the events. Man, there's some track performers. I don't know if you heard, we had Brian Horn, the track coach from Windsor, on 17-foot pole vaulter at Windsor High School. Now, that's amazing in itself. Only his second year of pole vaulting.
Goodness, man. Here's the pitch on the way to Tejada. That one gets hit into right field and foul ground, and it'll get down. But you went by Eaton A&W after that.
I did.
Get a root beer cream freeze?
I did.
Those are delicious, aren't they?
Too bad
they aren't healthy for you.
I know. Why can't that be broccoli?
Right. Well, amen. Amen to that. You know, if it tastes...
I would be the healthiest individual.
If it tastes good, it's probably not good for you. That's right. 0-1 pitch to Caleb Tejada. Misses down. Runner takes off for second. Run's going to come in to score on the throw down to second.
Yeah, we're throwing it around the field a little bit right now.
Jacob Cruz makes his way to third base.
So now it's a 7-0 ball game.
7-0 game.
Bulldogs up by a touchdown. And runner all the way to third. I miss that. Cruises all the way to third on the same error, on the throwing error.
And just one out as well, Tanner.
Here's the pitch on the way. That one's low. 2-1 now. Rusink really battling up there. 56 pitches through an inning and a third. Tejada 1-for-1 on the day. Ahead in the count. Good hitters count here. Here's a 2-1. Outside. Ball three.
Yeah, the pitches have certainly added up for Rusink. And don't know what the plan is, you know, from the staff on how much he goes. But
foul out of play. Will it grab a car? It will not. And actually, that might have been a good time for that guy to be backing up right there. Now the count's full. 3-2-1 out. Runner on third base for the Bulldogs. Our Gold Parts scoreboard tells us that the Bulldogs are up 7-0. Here's the full count pitch.
Oh,
fouled it off.
Foul ball.
Eyes got a little big. He thought that breaking ball was going to hang on him, and it did not. It broke at the last second. That was a good pitch by Rusink. Now, Bruce, it's 7-0 right now, one out. 20 after 3, 15 after 4, 10 after 5. Is that right?
Yes.
Corey Taylor is on deck for the Bulldogs.
You know, our fans have been, our listeners have been doing a pretty good job of picking games. We haven't, everything that we've had has been ultra-competitive.
Yeah. We've had some really good games.
For those of you that joined us last Thursday for Northridge and Severance, when we got rained out heading into the top of the sixth inning and it was a tie ball game, Bruce tell you how the result of that one went down. Is here's the 3-2 pitch. That's going to be a swing into center field. If anything, it's a sack fly, but that'll go over the head of the center fielder. Tejada will round at second base now. He's thinking three. Nope, they'll hold him at second base, and it's an RBI double for RBI Tejada.
Caleb just got out in front of that pitch and just went with it and drilled it over the center fielder's head.
Double there, and Corey Kaler to the plate. He's 1-for-1, but it's 8-0 University leads. As we talked, you know, at the end of that game, they finished that one on Saturday, Bruce.
And great finish.
How did it end up?
Well, it ended up with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the seventh by shortstop Jace Reed to give the Grizzlies the win.
That's a great stop behind the plate by Hofer.
Both teams put up a run in the sixth inning, and then in the bottom of the seventh, Jace Reed came up and just drilled a fastball over the left field fence.
Well, let me just put that in terms that'll blow your mind. Northridge walked it off at Severance.
You know, yes.
There's a little
as the home team
fly ball into short center, shallow center field, and that's an out.
Out number two, Tejada remained at second.
And then in the second game, the Grizzlies won that 2-1 on Patrick Steckel's great pitching performance. And Jace Reed, another RBI in that close win.
Yep.
So that flipped the standings in the Longs Beat
League. Parker Steckel's been pretty solid for Northridge.
Very solid.
That one misses high as Scott Thompson, the eight-hole hitter, stands at the plate.
With McGean and Steckel, that's a great 1-2 combo.
This is the second time in two innings that the Bulldogs have run eight batters to the plate. Two outs. You got Tejada out at second after a RBI double. Kaler popped out to shallow center, and now Scott Thompson, who's 0-for-1 on the day, trying to extend this inning. One misses inside for a ball, and on the wild pitch, Tejada will move up to third. A little interesting that we haven't seen Chad Getman come out to the mound to talk to Rusink.
You know, sometimes you just got to go with the guy. You know, in high school, if your staff isn't that deep, you're just going to go with him.
I get it. You got to go with him. But, you know, I give him some kudos, some words of – here's as the 3-0 pitch misses wide and outside for ball four, and the Bulldogs have hit around. Van Beber led this thing off in the bottom of the second inning, and he drew a walk. Don't forget, check out Coach Speak, weekdays 10 to 11. Coach Bruce Dick has the biggest names in prep sports join him. And he lets me on the show every once in a while. Here's the pitch and Rusink.
After yeah, hopefully we'll have some high school baseball to talk about tomorrow. Obviously, here in the Patriot League, and some key games also going on in the Front Range League as well.
Here's the 0-1. That's
talk about another,
way ahead of it.
Another conference where the standings are just constantly changing, and some, gosh, there's four or five top 15 teams in the state out of the Front Range
We're
League.
We're going
to
have some decisions to make when it comes to playoff time, Bruce, but that's why we started our A1 Organics fan vote,
yeah,
so I
good.
Don't get yelled at. Here's the pitch all the way. That one misses outside. It's 2-1.
There's going to be a lot of teams that are in those playoffs in Northern Colorado.
Well, and here's the thing. I've got it penciled in, all right? No, you know what? I didn't even use a pencil. I used a pen. I've got University and Eaton in the state championship game this year.
Well, I think 3A's.
That's a pitch that is popped up, towering fly ball inside the infield. Coming over to take a look at it is Dagan Gomez, and he'll make the catch at second base, and that'll end the inning. The Bulldogs get five, and it's 8-0 now as we head to the top of the third inning. 8-0, Bulldogs out in front right now over the Platte Valley Broncos. Will come back with the third inning. This time out brought to you by Clearwater Products on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. I am Tanner Schwintz along with Coach Bruce Dick. I love this. This is by far the favorite part of my job, Bruce, is that we come out to stuff like this and you hear us talk about these sponsors. And that's the biggest question I get, you know, as a sales manager and then hosting a couple shows and, you know, all the things that I do is, do you mean what you say about the sponsors? And it's 100%. I was just talking with Destiny Gomez. Just incredible people that we deal with. And when we talk about these things, it's not just lip service, man. It's these sponsors that help us broadcast all these games, care so much about the kids in our community and supporting local media, local sports. Very blessed to live in the community that we do.
Yeah, we sure are. And that's why they have great businesses as well.
Yeah.
Because of their, you know, their character and their just attitude toward other people.
Corey Kaler's first pitch runs inside, ball one, as we see Dagan Gomez at the plate. Kaler comes set. Here's the 1-0. Swing and ripped into right field for a base hit. That's a great at-bat by Dagan Gomez. No waiting around on that one, Bruce.
No, that was a really good swing. Dagan went with that pitch and hit it hard to right field.
Use the field, man.
No doubter.
I like those opposite field hits. There's nothing that makes you feel more like a baseball player than a line drive hit somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't matter which direction it goes. You got to go with that pitch, and that's exactly what Dagan did.
Dagan, just a sophomore. Foul ball down the first baseline.
Boy, Ethan Johnson almost did the same thing, just foul.
It seems like Kaler just maybe holding on to that pitch a little too long. He's missing the spot inside just a little bit.
He's had some long breaks between innings,
yes,
too, with
has.
All the runs scored.
Here's the 0-1. That one is in there for a strike.
I think that was a strike call.
Well, we think so, but the scoreboard. So you're going with me on this one, Bruce. I've got an 0-2.
I have an 0-2 as
okay.
well.
Here's the 0-2 on the way. That one misses low for ball one. We've been known to be wrong once.
Well, we have the best view up here.
That's what I think. Some part not, you know.
Not real demonstrative.
No, that's foul.
Well, we know we have two strikes on the hitter now.
We do know that.
We just don't know if it's one ball or two balls.
I've got it at two. Bruce has it at – or no, I've got
it
at one.
We've
got it at one. See, I don't even know what we've
got. It is
got
two,
it two,
two.
All right. 2-2 pitch on the way. Outside, ball three. Quick throw down over to first.
Nice throw by Aist.
He's got a really strong arm back behind.
Yeah, he does. He's a good catcher.
He is. Big, tall catcher, too. That's tough to get in and out of that crowd.
Boy, University just, they just have catchers every year.
Swing and a miss. He got him. That's a great pitch there by Corey Kaler.
One out.
Now Hofer will come to the plate. He walked in the top of the first inning. Diggin Gomez over at first right now. One out. Top of the third inning.
Now batting catcher, number four, Preston Hofer.
How about those Denver Nuggets, Bruce?
They look good.
They're making me look like an idiot,
Joker,
man.
Was best player on the planet last night.
Yes, he was. Here's the pitch to Hofer. That one's in there for a strike.
And what I like, it was kind of an ugly game.
It was a very ugly game.
You know, but they won ugly.
Yeah.
You know, they did what they had to do. They just persevered throughout, and then the fourth quarter, you know, go away with it.
A one pitch swing and a miss, and now Hofer's down 0-2.
Interesting that Michael Porter Jr. was on the bench.
I don't know what Michael Malone has against Michael Porter Jr.
Defense.
I don't. I've got thoughts, Bruce.
It was kind of that kind of game. And
0-2 pitch ripped into right field for a base hit. Hofer took that the other way, and it's a one-out single, and the Broncos are in business here.
Base hit for Hofer. Gomez over to second.
And again, Hofer goes with that pitch, too.
Yeah. Diggin Gomez with
there. He's been trying to live on that outside edge, and they're going with that outside pitch to right field. They've made nice adjustments this second time through the lineup.
Eric Bernal at the plate now for Platte Valley. Pitch on the way. In there for strike one. You were talking about a little bit about the Nuggets. I don't think Michael Malone's the man for the job. And I know that gets me so much hate. There's a quick pickoff move. They got him. They got him. Quick pickoff move by Corey Kaler, the lefty. And Hofer is out.
Now, Tanner, there you go. That's the second pickoff we've seen.
Yeah,
you
want to
eliminate the pickoff throws. And we've had two kids picked off today.
Well, and I'll tell you one thing, Bruce, is that the scoring app that I've got doesn't know how to call it a pickoff there. Swing and a miss.
Nice breaking pitch.
Here's the 0-2 pitch by Kaler trying to get out of this inning. One bounces and gets away. Gomez will move up to third.
That was a good pitch, too, by Kaler. It just happened to just getting on that hard spot of dirt in front, and it was just difficult for Yace to haul that one in. But not a bad pitch.
So 1-2, two outs. Platte Valley trying to tack a run on here. They've got Dagan Gomez at third after he led the inning off with a single out to right. That one misses high. It's 2-2. Top of the third inning, Gold Park scoreboard. University leads at 8-0. Talked with Alan Gould today. They've got all the parts you need. Here's the 2-2, misses outside. 3-2. Good at bat by Eric Bernal. Gould Parts goes as Napa, of course, out there in Eaton, just on the north side of the McDonald's. That's a company that my family's used for years. Here's the 3-2, two outs. That one is low. Ball four, and the inning is extended. How big is that pickoff now, Bruce?
Yeah, absolutely.
It would have been bases
huge.
Loaded with no with one out, and now instead it's first and second. Two outs, and Howdy Johnson at the plate. He drew a walk his first time up. If Platte Valley wants to make any bit of a noise of a comeback, this is a huge at-bat. Quick pickoff move, and he got him again. Corey Kaler got him again.
Corey Kaler with a great move, but you've got to be aware at first base that he's been coming over to the base so many times to make that pickoff play.
Two running mistakes by the Broncos, and University gets out of the inning with no runs given up. We'll come back on the inside. This time out brought to you by Clearwater Products on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
There are few things more American than the family farm. Family farms are meant to be passed down from generation to generation. Are you doing all you can to make sure you're going to have soil worth handing down? A1 Organics in Eaton has an affordable agricultural compost that will help your crop yields, long-term soil health, irrigation costs, and minimize erosion. A1 Organics knows how important water is to Colorado farmers and wants to help you stewards of the land make the most of it with their 49 years of experience. 1 mile east of downtown Eaton on Weld County Road 76, A1 Organics.
In times of uncertainty, it's always comforting to know some things are still consistent, like Quality Well and Pump's leadership in the irrigation world. With offices in Ault and LaSalle, Quality Well and Pump is the region's largest irrigation dealer, serving northern Colorado since 2005. Unmatched quality products and superior service are exactly what you'll find when dealing with Quality Well and Pump's expert staff. For more information on Quality Well and Pump services, give them a call today at 970-353-3118. Quality Well and Pump is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Good morning, NOCO, with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, the Bulldogs have been dominant in this one. As there's a swing and a miss by Cole Croissant.
That's Cole's third plate appearance, and we're in the top of the third, Tanner.
That tells you how things have been going today. Here's a pitch by Rusink, and that's a liner to third. Hudson Flummerfelt, nice play at third for the first out.
Boy, Cole ripped that and right into Hudson's glove.
That is, that's instincts right there, man.
It is. That ball was hit hard.
It was. Dalton Yates now 1-for-2 on the day.
That's why they call it the hot corner. That's a great example right
that
there.
That wasn't a Texas leaguer, was it, Bruce?
That was not a Texas leaguer.
Or a can of corn.
That was a shot.
Wind's starting to move in a little bit more. Those clouds are getting grayer behind us. That one's in the dirt for ball one. One out here. If the Bulldogs can add seven here, the game will be over. No, excuse me. They got to add 12 here. Here's a pitch. It's fouled off. 20 after 3, 15 after 4, 10 after 5.
That's right. I was thinking 15 myself.
There's a race for the foul ball by a couple of the players there, one from Platte Valley, one from University.
I want to keep suiting up, Coach.
The kid from Platte Valley.
Race to get that foul ball.
Busted his duff back there. That's pretty good. 1-1, no. One out here, bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and ripped into left field, but it's right at him. That's Caleb Maxey who makes the play, and University's squaring it up. They're just hitting them right at people.
Yeah, two hard hit balls and both outs. Third batter in the lineup, first baseman
number 21. Well, and this is baseball. That's baseball, right? Ripped it right at a couple guys.
Yeah, we've had how many slow rollers?
Exactly.
That guys get on base.
Rusink getting a little bit of this. Look at this luck coming his way now. 75 pitches for Rusink. Here's the pitch. As there's a slow roller to second base. Digging Gomez will attack it, throw it over to first. And there's a mix-up in who it was going for. And that one goes into the dugout. So
I think that will award Rick Stell to go to second base. Got to give him a base hit on that, don't you, Tanner?
Yeah, 100% you do. He was there.
But confusion.
Yeah, then it was an error. Yeah. I don't know who you want to give that error to.
Confusion between Hayes and Weber and Rusink on who was covering first base. I think that's got to go as a base hit.
Just broke here, by the way. Talking about the NBA. Joel Embiid is your 2023 MVP.
Well,
I guess you complain about it that much, you get the award handed to you, Bruce.
No surprise there. He has been campaigning for it forever. And like the Joker said, not a big deal to him. We know who the better player is.
Oh, 100%. I mean, this is the thing about the MVP. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and ripped into left center field. That one's going back, away, back at the fence. He'll make the catch. And that'll end the inning. Thought that one maybe had the legs for it.
Just
got
chance.
A little under it.
It had a chance.
And that one is out number three. So no run scored. It's 8-0 as we head to the top of the fourth inning on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
What does Ault Feed Mill have to offer that chain feed stores don't? They care for everyone in the ag industry, whether you're buying a tote of feed for the pigs, chickens, sheep, or horses. If you're buying a truckload for the dairy or feedlot, they have that handled as well. Alt Feed Mill cares about the ag industry and will give you the respect and care that you deserve. They're located at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt and can be reached by phone at 970-834-2132. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Get retail therapy at Accessories with a Flair in Hair. No matter your style, your age, or your size, we have fun fashions and accessories for you. We're your go-to place for gifts, shopping parties, and fun. You might even hear someone play our grand piano. You'll get personalized service in our boutique, hair salon, makeup studio, and wig center. We're at 801 8th Avenue, Suite 4 in downtown Greeley. In any season, for any reason, you need flair.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Eight to zero, University leads. Top of the fourth inning. Our A1 Organics game of the week, Platte Valley and University. I just want to say to Kent, if you're listening, I'm in. All right, I got a text from Kent Penley over to A1 Organics. I'm in. But A1 Organics, if you're a farmer out there, the topsoil that we have here in Colorado has been so dry. I mean, it has been just shy of a dust bowl.
Well, the wind.
Here.
The wind
has been
dried it out all year long.
A1 Organics has topsoil that you can put on your fields that can get the most out of your water. It all makes a difference. So check out A1 Organics. Let's see here. Corey Kaler back on the bump. 53 pitches through three innings. We head to the top of the fourth inning. The fourth inning brought to you by Agfinity, a local co-op that's been around for over 100 years. And Agfinity, a big supporter of all of our community schools. Howdy Johnson back at the plate after he was up with runners on first and third in the top of the third inning before a pickoff attempt into the inning. Takes that one inside for ball one. 1-0 pitch from Kaler on the way. Outside, and it's 2-0.
Well, Kaler trying to work both corners, but just missing on the first two pitches of the inning.
Howdy Johnson, like we said, batting north of 500. He drew a walk his first time up, misses outside again, and it's 3-0. Kaler's been very cautious when he's been throwing
good,
to Howdy
good
Johnson.
Term. Good description, yeah. Trying to just pinpoint it on the black every pitch.
You know, and here's a swing and a miss.
That's Howdy. Interesting. Howdy, 3-0.
Had the green
Your
light.
Team's down eight runs. And you,
last time I
you
checked,
the
there's
green
no
light.
Such thing as an 8-0 an 8-run homer. But that's what I was just about to say with Kaler. You're up eight. Go be aggressive. Let your defense work behind you. Here's the ball, and it's in the dirt. What do we got here? He did not go.
He did not go, so that is ball
three. How are we so far off, Bruce? This umpire is not
well,
very
he's not demonstrative.
with
his strike
signal. Somebody ask him to raise
and,
that
and
arm?
So we're calling the pitches from back here. And, okay, we missed a couple.
Well, either he did or we did, Bruce. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and he gets him looking. That is a called strike on the outside corner. Draw the chaos there. That's a
well,
great
that was,
strikeout.
That really was a good pitch by Kaler. You know, once we discovered that it was a 3-2 count, boy, he came and he had a great pitch there to sit Howdy Johnson down.
Cody Rusnak comes to the plate. Pitch on the way. Okay, that one's up. That's
a strike,
right? That's what I would have called it, so we're going with it. I need to just trust the scoreboard operator. He's been 100%.
He's been really good.
Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. He got him with that off-speed pitch again. Now what, you go back with it three times in a row, Bruce?
High and tight right here.
What is with you trying to go high and tight? I would have not liked it. You know, I would have loved to face you. Swing and a miss there. Drop strike three. They'll throw down to first, and that'll be
see, before the out. Pitch count, Tanner, any 0-2 pitch, not any, but a lot of times 0-2 you would try to go at the hands of the batter to where he you know,
right,
that instinct.
Oh, yeah.
And you get that third strike. But now with the pitch count, you're conserving pitches, so you don't waste pitches as often.
You got a substitution that I missed. Reeks Towel is out of this game. James Sir is over at first. That pitch misses outside. Here's the 1-0 pitch on the way. Misses inside. 2-0. Coach Sir, I would have to imagine, but James Sir is over at first. Here's the 2-0. That one's there for a strike, I believe. 2-1. Okay, I'm with the scoreboard operator. Lost Bruce's mic again, unless he's just not talking. Here's the swing and a miss there. It would be.
Wasn't talking.
Yeah, no, it was just your mic. Don't worry.
Are even now, 2-2. Deuces are wild. 2-2 count, two outs.
Here's the 2-2. Low for ball three. We need to get that Jack Corrigan, Jerry Schimmel thing going on, man. Have you try your hand at some play-by-play?
I will do that.
Yeah. 3-2 from Kaler on the way. That is right there. Three. Struck him out. He sits him down in order. Three strikeouts for Corey Kaler.
Nice job.
Two backwards Ks.
Corey Kaler, man.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. This time I brought to you by Clearwater Products. They've got a new huge storefront here in Greeley. They deliver parts out to the field for you as well. It's Clearwater Products. Let's get a timeout on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new, lower car insurance rates in Colorado, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Mark Larson at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Mark Larson is ready to help you save in northern Colorado. Call Mark today at 970-356-8700. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Have you ever felt like something is missing in your life? Are you looking for answers to hard questions? Are you looking for joy or peace in your life? Do you have an anchor in your life? God wants to be your anchor. Join us Sunday mornings at Trinity Lutheran Church, 3035th Avenue, across from the Home Depot, to hear God's Word. Choose to attend the 8 or 10:30 a.m. services or Bible studies at 9:20 a.m. Let God into your heart, and He will be your anchor. We would love for you to join our family at Trinity Lutheran Church, 3035th Avenue.
You're the manager of the NoCo Owls, every Tuesday with the Frank Gonzalez Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning here at University High School. Pitched by Ruznik is a soft liner into center field from Jacob Cruz, and it's a single.
There's a base hit for Danhoff.
Excuse me, that was Danhoff that is
coming up to bat. Now in. Number 8, Caleb Tejada.
So a single by Danhoff, who has entered the game. And now coming up to the plate is Caleb Tejada. He's 2-for-2 on the day. University leads 8-0. If they score 7 runs here, it will be a mercy rule as that pitch misses high for ball one. Fourth inning sponsor is Agfinity. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. So Danhoff replaces Cruz. Cruz was the DH. So Danhoff in the game. He singled to lead this inning off. Bottom of the fourth. It's 1-1 now on Tejada. Swing and a miss.
Tell you what, Tejada doesn't get cheated up there with his swings.
No, he doesn't, Bruce. Not at all. Here's the 1-2. One way outside. Ball two gets away from Hofer and advance on the wild pitch. So, like I said, Danhoff is in for Cruz. Cody Ruznik at 83 pitches now. Here's the 2-2. Ball three. 3-2 now. Nobody out. Runner at second is Dan Hoff. University leads 8-0. Here's a pitch on the way. Swing and a foul. Looks like Tejada just a little aggressive. 2-for-2. He's not one to draw a walk.
No, he's not. He's up there to hit the ball.
No, I like that approach, too. Be aggressive. You're up in an 8-0 ball game.
Can't be a good hitter if you're not aggressive.
Amen. Here's the 3-2 pitch. That one bounces, and he'll take his base at first.
Ball four for Tejada.
He's a drive me crazy and slow pitch softball man. Team would be up and just wouldn't swing the bat. Come on.
It's slow pitch softball.
Right. That's what we're here to do is hit the ball, not stand there and draw walks. Runners first and second. Corey Kaler makes his way to the plate. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Here comes Chad Getman now out to the mound. We'll see what Chad is going to do.
Change here or just a little visit. On how many more can you go?
He's got 24 left that he can throw before the pitch count comes into play. He's got all the infield gathered in right now. Coach Getman talking to every single one of them. Hey, this is all right, Coach. You're down, you know, let's put it in basketball terms. You're down 20 with 4 minutes left. What are you saying to your guys?
Well, you can't press in baseball. That's the toughest part. You know, just hang in there. Let's throw strikes. Guys, let's make plays. Stay alert. Let's see if we can get a double play here on a ground ball.
Yeah.
Just talking about the positive things that can happen.
Kaler went to drop a bunt down. Now the throw down to third as Dan Hoff went to move to third, but he gets back. Nobody covering second base.
You know, with a young team, too, you're talking about all these possibilities, where to go with your infielders, if it's bunted down the first baseline, if it's bunted down the third baseline. So
here's the 1-0 pitch, a swing, and a little blooper down the right field line, and it gets by him. Looks like that one was going to get down anyways, but coming on strong was Bernal. One run will score. Dan Hoff scores from second base, and it's a 9-0 ball game.
Dan Hoff scores for the Bulldogs.
I may be wrong in doing this, but I'm giving Kaler a hit right there.
It has to be a hit, yeah. Hard hit ball. No glove on it.
That was a Texas leaguer. You can't tell me otherwise. You can try, but it's not going to work.
I'm not even going to go there.
That's a good decision by you. Courtesy runner coming in for
courtesy
Corey Kaler.
Will Corby over at first base for pitcher Kaler.
Will Corby, courtesy runner.
Now batting for the Bulldogs.
Nice runner, day by Corey Kaler. You know, on the mound, shutting, you know, tossing a shutout, a couple base hits.
Bryson Cephaly will come in and bat now for Scotty Thompson. Cephaly rips it into left field. One run will score. Cephaly's looking for two, possibly three. Coach Miller will send the pinch runner over there from first, and Cephaly comes in with a two RBI double.
Cephaly wastes no time. First pitch attacks it and rips one down the third baseline.
Coming to the plate for University, number two.
It's 11-0 ball game. Still nobody out, Bruce, and if we had four more on, this game will be done at the end of four. Coming into the game is Brennan Duran now.
Well, it gives Coach Miller a chance to utilize his entire squad, probably, get everybody at least an at-bat or something in the field.
No one misses low for ball one. Brennan Duran, a senior for this university club. 1-0 pitch, swing, and a miss. So even if this thing extends past this, if Platte Valley doesn't score in the top of the fifth, this one's only going 4.5 innings. Yeah. Here's the 1-1 pitch, low, 2-1. Again, make sure you stay tuned for our A1 Organics Game of the Week fan vote. Looking like a Wednesday or Thursday game next week. How misses outside, 3-1.
And Tuesday, the debut of the remote for the Frank Gonzalez Show.
That's right.
Northern Colorado Owls.
5 o'clock, go and visit with Coach Bruce Dick and the skipper down at Tight Knit Brewing, as that one's foul.
Yeah, Tight Knit Brewing in downtown Greeley will be the host.
That one's going to be ripped into left field. It's a fair ball. Another run will come in to score, and it's going to be a double for Brennan Duran.
These kids off the bench have wasted no time taking advantage of their chance to get a plate appearance.
And it is a 12-0 game now, and just switching them spots. This is tough, and this is these are the games as Chad Getman will come out now. Let's grab a quick break. I think we're going to have a pitching change here.
We have to have a pitching change now. Second time out by coach.
Yep. Pitching change coming here. It's 12-0 University on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Clearwater Products is the one-stop shop for industrial, trucking, safety supplies, and more. The giant warehouse and shop at 2021 First Avenue in Greeley has every supply you could need. Hoses, chains, safety harnesses, and generators. But here's the deal. If you're out in the field and need a custom industrial or hydraulic hose made to finish the job, call Clearwater Products at 970-673-8891, and they will make it and deliver it. Clearwater Products, your first call for industrial supplies, 970-673-8891.
No matter how small a business, FMS Bank knows it's a big deal to someone and a big part of our community. So we're here to help with services and loans specifically designed for small businesses. Talk to us today or visit us online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. And we might not be talking small business for long. FMS Bank, investing in what matters. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Want to hear from the coach? Listen to Coach Speak, weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hazen Weber will be the new pitcher on the bump for the Platte Valley Broncos. He is 1-0, three appearances, a 1.68 ERA for the lefty freshman, which is something that when I was at Platte Valley, Bruce, we didn't have any.
Any lefties?
We didn't have any lefty.
Yeah.
To be honest, you know, and I take this how you will, if anybody graduated with me still listening, we didn't have any pitchers, man. We just did not have any pitchers or batters for that matter.
That's like having a team full of shooters but no makers.
That's right. That's right. Like we said, you know, I mean, Coach Getman and Coach Arcillari have done well with this program. In all seriousness, they have done well. But, you know, this is something that at Platte Valley, it's, you know, football first and foremost. It has always been that way. And then if you're playing football, football coaches want you to do track, you know. And so there was always a big encouraging voice coming from the football coaches to go play track. Here's a slow ground ball. Hazen Weber gets on the first play. Over to Howdy Johnson. Throw over to first. He got him at first. That's a great first pitch by Hazen Weber.
Well, that was, and what a great play by Howdy Johnson. Quick release. Field it. Quick release. Over to Rusink at first base.
Yeah, Rusink has
number 34, Jake Underling.
Moved over to first after pitching.
I think Croissant thought he beat that out, too.
I thought he did, too, to be honest with you. So Dalton Yates is subbed out for number 34 for the University Bulldogs. Jake Underling. Going through just about everybody for this University Bulldogs lineup.
Hayes and Weber now, runner on third. It's a 12-0 ball game. Jake Underleaned takes the first pitch. And having to get back is Brennan Duran down at third. That was a good throw down there again by
really good throw.
Hofer. Don't forget, coming up later on KFKA, pregame for the Rockies and Brewers. Here's the pitch on the way, low for ball two.
Boy, that's a blow to the Rockies with Herman Marquez.
Bruce?
It is, because, you know, as bad a season and they're having.
A lot of baseball left to play.
He's still their best player.
Here's a
2-0. Still their best pitcher.
Who misses outside for ball three.
Whenever you see your top guy go down, it just, you know, it's not a good feeling. And not just down.
Done
you
for
know, Tanner, he's done for a year and probably the majority of next year.
You know, and Antonio Senzatella for the Rockies, who has also been down. Here's the 3-0 pitch in there for strike. Senzi was hurt and sent down, and everything was, Senzi's about back. Did you see the line that he had the other night in AAA?
I did not.
Here's the 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Four innings pitched, 9 hits, 6 earned runs at Albuquerque with the Isotopes. How can you get excited about him coming back?
Well, it's
here's the 3-2, swing and a miss.
It takes, you know, you just don't come back from Tommy John surgery and be ready to compete right away. There's a lot of mental things that pitchers and players have to go through, so it's going to take a while.
Yeah,
I love what Frank Gonzalez did say about he coached Senzatella, and he thought he was a bulldog and just cut out to pitch in Coors Field. But you know,
that last one was a foul ball. By the way, it's still 3-2. Here's the 3-2 pitch. That one misses outside. Ball four. I mean, that's what you got to find. You've got to find those bulldogs, but. They Rockies certainly don't have any right now. James Sir at the plate now.
Well, one out, and this is the walk-off run at the plate. Three more runs, and it's only a four-inning game.
Here's the pitch on the way. High for ball one. I'm not sure where that missed at, Bruce. That looked like a pretty good pitch, but nonetheless, it's
just
1-0.
Probably broke a little late, maybe.
Here's the 1-0 pitch on the way.
That's the same pitch.
And that one's called for a strike. 1-1 now, one out. Runners on first and third with James Sir at the plate for the Bulldogs. It's a 12-0 ball game. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a little blooper into right center field. Deep enough to score a run. Yeah, Brennan Duran will take off from third. And it's a 13-0 ball game. So sack fly over to Eric Bernal. Underlind did not advance on that. Who we got coming to the plate now, Bruce?
I think this is Lucero.
McCoy Lucero, the senior. Let's see here. McCoy Lucero, we're at number 22. High school rules says if you up 15 after 4, the ball game's over. That one is going to be a foul ball.
That's the worst. You're about ready to get hit by a pitch, and you duck out of the way, and it hits your bat.
I think that's just a crafty strike by the freshman.
And you are down in the count.
Yeah, that's just a crafty strike by the freshman there. That's why they teach you, though. You duck it out of the way, bring that bat with you. 0-1, two outs here, 13-0 ball game. Is in there for a called strike.
You got to be kidding me.
That one was pretty outside, Bruce.
That was really outside.
Hey, got him. Hayes and Weber with the backwards K, and that'll do it in the inning. 5 runs across on 4 hits, 31 pitches thrown. University leads 13-0, heading to the top of the 5th inning on Northern Colorado's Voice,
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We head to the top of the fifth inning unless the Bulldogs score, or excuse me, if the Broncos score four here. This one will be over at the half inning break. Our A1 Organics game of the week has seen the University Bulldogs roll the Platte Valley Broncos. I'm going to be real honest with everybody out there. Just about every player for University has been subbed out. Yeah, I am not going to try and track all those subs down, Bruce. So I'll let you know where it's flown out to, but I will not be letting you know who is out there. Here's the pitch on the way. And it's a rope right back up into center, and it's down for a base hit. And that's a single there for Caleb Maxey.
Maxey put a nice swing on that ball. You know, that's one great thing about baseball. It doesn't matter what the score. When you're up at the plate, you're trying to get on base.
Yeah.
When you're on the mound, you're trying to make the right pitch.
Here's Hazen Weber now. That one bounces in the dirt from Kaler.
Eric Sampson's supplying that score over from that front range league.
What do we got?
Fort Collins is now up 6-4 in the fifth.
Big
against the Red
Fort
Wolves
Collins.
Of Loveland.
If you've got a score update on the Eaton Brush game, too.
Love to have that. Any scores.
Yeah, send them in. Text them to 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Technical producer back at the studio, Micah Kilpatrick, will take a look at that for us. That one misses inside, 3-0. And 13-3, Eaton defeats Brush in that one. Thank you very much, sir. 13-3, Eaton over Brush. Here is the 3-0 pitch.
Not a surprise there. The surprise there is Brush scored three.
Yeah, I
wonder. Against that pitching staff.
I wonder who was on the bump today for the Eaton Reds. 3-1 pitch by Kaler on the way. That's right, down Main Street. 3-2 now. It's a full count. Runner on first. 13-0, University leads here in this one. 3-2 pitch by Corey Kaler on the way. That's inside, ball four. Runners on first and second now.
The Broncos have a little something going here. You know, they'd like to just get on the board to end this game on a good feeling.
Dagan Gomez at the plate now. Dagan 1-for-1 on the afternoon.
Yeah, had a hard hit ball out to right field.
Here's a pitch on the way. That one misses outside for ball one. It's tough, Bruce, too, to keep focus. I mean, Kaler knows what the score is. I mean, he knows with all likelihood how this game's going to end up. This is when you got to bear down and just get through this. That one misses outside,
too. As a pitcher, though, you got that competitive competition going that within yourself that
right.
You don't want to give up a run.
Yeah. 2-0 now to Dagan Gomez. It's a pitch on the way. It's the same pitch. They called it a strike, though. Now it's 2-1.
And for the first time today, I think our scoreboard operator got fooled.
Oh, we got it right, Bruce. 2-1 now. Here's the pitch by Kaler. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Again, any score updates going on around the Northern Colorado area, send them in. 888-530-0043. Here's a 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He got him.
Nice pitch by Kaler. Still really living on that outside edge.
Ethan Johnson makes his way to the plate now. One out, runners on first and second, as you just heard the PA announcer say. Ground ball double play ends this game. Stick around for our Feed Mill post-game show. Bruce and I will tag, as there's a swing and a miss, we'll tab the Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Let you decide this one, Bruce.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, that's all.
Because
you,
there's about
let's just get a team photo.
17
huh?
possibilities.
Here's the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. He's ahead 0-2 now.
You know, and I think if you're Coach Getman and you're talking to this team afterwards and say this is the model that we want to
this
be.
This is where we want to be.
Right?
This is the kind of team, this is the kind of program we want to develop.
No one gets in the dirt, throw over to third with the runner going, and he's thrown out. No, he dropped it on
dropped
the transfer.
The ball. And they did not call it after on the transfer, actually, Tanner. He said he dropped the ball, and he is safe.
All righty, then. Well, now runners on second and third with one out. It's a 1-2 count here. Here's Kaler swinging a foul. They've brought the infield in, Bruce. Trying to preserve that shutout. Thoughts?
Yeah, I have my thoughts.
Care to share?
Yeah, play back, get an out, and
get this game over with. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Kaler struck him out. I don't.
You're trying to protect your pitcher here.
I get that, but I just.
Now with two outs, obviously they will back up, but trying to cut that run down with a 13-0 lead.
Hofer will come to the plate. He's 1-for-1 with a walk today.
Questionable.
Here's the pitch on the way. That's right there for a called strike.
But, Tanner, as a high school coach, you're always practicing something as well.
Yeah.
You're always practicing as if it's a different situation.
Here's the 0-1 foul back. And the Bulldogs are one strike away from ending this game as they lead 13-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Ralph Feedmill postgame show again coming up. No matter the size of your operation, Ralph Feedmill's got the feed for you. Here's the 0-2 swing and foul ball out in front. Corey Kaler, 88 pitches through 4 2/3. Looking for a shutout here. Scattered a couple of hits. Connor Weber had an inside the park home run. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Throw down to first, and that'll end the game. Corey Kaler. Ends
shutout
it on
preserved.
A strikeout. Shutout preserved. University wins this one 13-0 over the Platte Valley Broncos. We'll come back with our all-female postgame show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. When life gives you lemons heating and cooling, you get a company that specializes in geothermal heating and cooling systems and can take care of all your other heating and cooling needs. Lemons Heating and Cooling takes the process from system design to installation and continues to work for you and your system with regular services. If you need humidification, filter system, programmable thermostat, or 24-hour service, call Lemons Heating and Cooling, 970-353-3527.
Hi, I'm Coach Alamon, owner of Hook and Bait and Tackle. I'd like to invite you to listen to the Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour. The show intends to offer a fresh new outlook on fishing and hunting in Northern Colorado. Hook and Bait and Tackle's audience will indulge in the latest, greatest techniques in fishing and hunting from expert guides throughout Northern Colorado. Topics will include up-to-date fishing and hunting reports and maybe a geeky and quirky fishing story to add some excitement. Don't forget to wake up to the Hook 'em, Bait, and Tackle Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Weld County relies on agriculture. Agriculture relies on water and having the right irrigation system to disperse it. Alliance Irrigation, your local Rinky dealer, is here to help. Need a drivetrain retro? Even if you have a competitive brand machine, Alliance Irrigation can update your drivetrain with Rinky parts and even give you a full 8-year warranty on parts and labor. Avoid costly downtime by calling Alliance Irrigation in Kersey at 970-353-1621. That's 970-353-1621.
Can't get enough of the Nuggets? Have I got a podcast for you. A Pickaxe to Grind, hosted by Brady Hull.
He's starting to feel more like himself, more athletic. He's getting into those athletic moves.
Brady has nuggets of Nuggets information. Okay, fine. Brady is NoCo's Denver Nuggets expert, and he'll keep you in the know.
This is the game I'm talking about, where without Joker, you don't need a true center until you need a true center.
A Pickaxe to Grind, hosted by Brady Hull, exclusively on 1310KFKA.com.
You're the manager of the NoCo Owls, every Tuesday with the Frank Gonzalez Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310KFKA.
The Bulldogs win this one 13-0 over the Platte Valley Broncos. Corey Kaler, 5 innings, 3 hits. He did allow 5 walks, 7 strikeouts on the day for Corey Kaler. 13 runs on 12 hits for the Bulldogs. Cole Croissant went 1-for-4. Dalton Yace 1-for-3 in a run scored. Riggs Tal was 2-for-3, 3 RBIs. Connor Weber was 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs and an inside the park home run. Jacob Cruz was 1-for-2 with a walk and 3 runs scored. Caleb Tejada was 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs and a walk. Corey Kaler was 2-for-3 with a ribby and a run scored. Scott Thompson 0-for-1, reached on a walk. Bryson Cefalu was 1-for-1 with 2 RBIs. Calvin Beber was 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. And Brendan Duran was 1-for-1 with a run scored and an RBI double. So I think I covered everything there, Bruce.
I think you did. I think you got it all.
It was a dominant performance by the University Bulldogs
tonight.
Yeah,
they're just a dominant team. They're just a better team. They're an experienced team. And Platte Valley Broncos, young team. Showed some signs once in a while, some terrific plays. You know, Howdy Johnson at shortstop made some terrific plays, and then he made some plays where you thought he's got it, you know, and there's an error.
Yeah.
You know, but overall, you can tell the effort was there and some growth. And, you know, just Saturday, they played Resurrection to a 5-1 game, and it was actually 2-1 going into the seventh inning.
Yeah, no, you're seeing the progress that this team needs to make, and was just talking, the Broncos now go from this game, so they went from Res on Saturday to this game today, and Eaton on Thursday. That's kind
of
murder's
row. That's great scheduling.
All female post-game show. We'll come back with our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game on the other side, right here on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK. This is what I really like about high school baseball, too. You look out there, you just get done playing 5 long innings, and now the kids have to take care of the field,
absolutely,
too, Bruce.
Absolutely. You know, it's a team effort, and this is not unusual.
No.
It's not just for the University Bulldogs. You go anywhere in high school baseball, and you're going to see your guys out there just grooming the field, getting the dirt poked back where they are, where it is, and that's the pride that kids show in taking care of their own field.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, too, when I went down there. Was talking with Coach Casey Miller about the win, and he was telling me last year on May 5th, and this is the memory of a skipper, right?
Absolutely.
May 5th.
You remember him.
University, it took 9 innings for that Bulldogs team, who was a very talented team last year. It took them 9 innings to beat Platte Valley 6-5. So he said it was a little bit of a revenge game going on there, but this team is just so dominant. But I was talking with him again, and I said, Coach, can I get our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game out there? And he turns and he goes, can I get Corey Kaler? And that dugout went crazy, man. Very excited about it. But Corey Kaler is our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game.
You know, did the great job on the mound today. Comes through and gets 2 hits as well. And we're going to try to have Corey on Coach Speak tomorrow.
Yeah, he's good to go. Don't have a time set, but he will be on. Coach Miller also available. Bruce, if you're good with me lining up your show for you tomorrow,
it.
I like that too. I'm going to start charging you a little bit for that.
Love
but
it.
No, Corey Kaler was phenomenal tonight. Corey Kaler, 5 innings pitched, 3 hits. He did give up 5 walks, but had 7 strikeouts on top of that as well. And then on the plate for Kaler, he was 2-for-3 today with an RBI and a run scored. So it was a well-rounded performance. You could have given that to anybody, I think. But the fact that he had 7 strikeouts on top of what he did at the plate, Bruce, I thought that was a big game for Corey Kaler.
Yeah, just a fun day for Corey, to pitch the shutout, to also get a couple hits. So, man, it's as a high school player, you can't ask for a better day.
No, you can't. So Eaton defeats Brush in other news. It was a 13-3 game
13-3,
there.
13-3, the Reds over the Beat Diggers. And in Fort Collins, this is not a final. So waiting on a final score. But after sixth, or in the sixth, it was Fort Collins 10, Loveland 6. and as many scores as been, you know, as there's been in that game, it's not going to be over until kind of the fat lady sings over there,
yeah.
It sounds like.
So you said 10-6.
10-6 in the sixth.
In the sixth, Fort Collins is up. Well, we saw that Fort Collins offense when we were over there last time. Had a lot of potential. They just couldn't score with runners on base.
Right.
They left a lot on base, and they beat Fossil Ridge when we were over there. It was a 2-1 ball game that they beat Fossil Ridge in there. But you're talking about Fort Collins just grinding it out, trying to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, trying to score some runs today and holding off the Red Wolves.
We're in the middle of our Alt Feed Mill post-game show. No matter the size of your operation, get the feed that you need, whether it's chicken, goats, cattle, whatever it is, Bruce. You used to be a farmer out there.